Arctic Spas is the leading spa in the world. Arctic Spas are engineered in northern Canada for Arctic weather. The controls are so advanced that the tub can talk to your laptop or your serviceman's computer. If you want a hot tub that will last you the rest of your life, go to goarctic.com. That's goarctic.com. I wouldn't put my name on a product that wasn't the very best. And Arctic Spa is all of that. This is Barbecue Bob. Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
We live it, we love it.
Allen Bob Sports is your fishing headquarters, where you'll find friendly expert advice and top equipment. Rods and reels, lures, tackle, fish finders. Allen Bob's will make sure you get the right one. Put more wiggle in the water and more fish on your line with oxygen-packed live bait. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen for generations. 3 blocks south of 28th Street on Division.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security. Your home will be much quieter and more comfortable. But the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your new Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
It's finally back to the baseball diamond for your Detroit Tigers, and it's now time to give the roofing experts over at Modern Roofing Inc. a call. They've been in business for over 43 years and can offer what most roofers can't, one of the best warranties in the state, with a 5-star warranty. That covers 100% of the material and labor for the first 50 years of your new roof. Why settle for less when you can have the best and no money down up to 12 months? Modern Roofing Inc., 616-896-8161, or visit modernroofinginc.com. That's modernroofinginc.com.
Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain.
It's Saturday. Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're going to be doing a little grilling today. We're live and local out of Standale Lumber and Home Center on the west side of Grand Rapids on Lake Michigan Drive. We're going to have a little barbecue out here. You might want to come out and taste the wares of the Grilling Guys, because we're going to have plenty to go around. But you know what we're doing? We thought, as long as we're out here, is we're going to go all around the backyard today, and we just got done with the hot tub. You know what? I learned a lot, Bob. I mean, I know that's what you do for a living. It's old hat for you, but I was impressed, man. There's a lot of cool technology in that stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's cool business. And, you know, I thought it was kind of perfect that we were at Standale this time of the year, because all of us are working on our lawns right now. We're all trying to figure out, you know, I'm doing all that stuff. And you're right. Just getting your backyard, and you just, it's the time to fix it, because before you know it, it'll be really hot and everything will be grown and you won't want to touch anything. So if you're going to do some damage, it's a great time right now to do your damage. Get your fertilizers down. If you're gonna put a pool in, a hot tub, any of that stuff, a new grill island. But you know what got me thinking is I put up a really nice fence years ago, and I just thought it would be really cool to get these guys on the show and talk about those products. So with us right now is Jim Martin from Fence Consultants. Thanks so much for coming on.
How you doing?
Yeah. So, you know, what do folks have to really take into consideration if they say, gee, I have to have a fence? What would you ask them? How do you prep somebody for figuring out the right fence, the right cost, all that?
Well, we need to know whether or not they're going to, whether it's for dogs, whether it's for children, which most people are putting it in because they have dogs or children, and then figure out a price point that they're looking at. You know, it goes from chain link to exotic woods, and I mean, we can do about anything that you can think of or have seen. We're able to do in fencing, so you know, it just depends on their needs, from small dog runs to enclosing your whole backyard. So we have aluminums, we have vinyls these days. There's so many choices. We can do decorative woods. You know, it really just depends on the person and what they're wanting. Some people just want the decoration part of it, and you know, people want their house to look like an estate, so they put up a ornamental fence with columns in their front yard. And I mean, there's just so many different ways that you can, you know, use a fence, and fences make good neighbors. So
they do, actually.
Yeah,
you keep the dogs from causing trouble.
Absolutely,
keep the kids from causing trouble.
Yeah,
doesn't stop the baseball though.
Right,
the window guy will be on the next.
That's what the gate's for. That's what the gate's for, is when the ball goes over the fence. You use the gate opposed to climbing the fence. Now, this I grew up with a fence around our house, and the maintenance was a pain in the tail.
That's the county jail, Joppy. Yeah, that's different than a
not
fence.
Not so much. Right. But I remember we had to literally whitewash the damn fence. And that was one of the chores that we had to do every stinking summer. It seemed like we painted that thing. There's a lot of products on the market now that are maintenance-free, aren't they, that look good for years?
Yeah, most everything is maintenance-free. Wood is probably the only one that you're probably going to have to maintenance. Your vinyls are just spectacular these days. You know, you may have to spray them off just because you've got all your grass clippings on them. But the aluminum is, this is all lifetime stuff.
They fixed the problem with the vinyls? Because I've got some old vinyl chairs and different products in my back deck that are 5-6 years old, and they're all chalky. And they're, you know, they fade, and the mold wants to grow on them. Have they figured out a way to keep the elements from discoloring them so they
Absolutely.
Stay white?
Yeah, it talks about probably going to a product that's a little better product. So we try and choose products that are made in the United States, and it just seems to be better. There's a lot of ways to combat against the elements and.
So there's some cheaper foreign stuff, you're saying?
Yeah, the patio furniture you bought, right?
Yeah.
Buy American,
probably.
Brother. Buy American.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure it didn't come from the United States. But anyway, so we try and deal with a better product. We're all about, we need to put in a product that's going to last, that's going to keep our name. It's how we've gotten where we are, because we've got to stand behind our products. So we choose the products that we can stand behind that are just a spectacular product on the market. And we also try and choose the American made, as if it's at all possible.
Sure.
And, so, you know.
So there's actually fencing made overseas now. Like Mexico, maybe.
Mexico and China is probably the big suppliers of anything, especially, you know, your ornamentals. We get our ornamental is made in Michigan. We have an aluminum fence that is made in Michigan, ultra aluminum.
Wow.
And it's what we use, and it's Howell, Michigan.
So, Jim, if I wanted to plan a fence, can I come and buy the fencing and stuff from you and put it in myself, or is yours more of a turnkey solution?
No, ours is both. If you want to come buy it and put it in yourself, which we'll probably end up out there job anyways to help you after you've tried it and decided, wow, this is something I probably shouldn't have tackled.
It is a chore.
That was why I asked.
But we do sell it.
Because there's a lot of guys that are like, hell, I can put a fence up. It's just a fence. But there's a lot more to it than just sticking a post in the ground and stretching the fence between the two of them.
Yeah, because somebody might actually get at one end and look down it. And it could be like Mr.
Little wavy.
Dr. Seuss looking.
Yeah, who put that up? But so fence consultants right here in West Michigan, right?
That is correct.
And so how do people get a hold of you?
We've got a website, fenceconsultants.com, or they can call our Grand Rapids office or our Holland office. Our number is 616-454-1911. The Holland office is 616-392-3496.
Great. Awesome. Well, Jim Martin, Fence Consultants, thanks for coming down and hanging out with us.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
for
your help.
Letting us come in.
Yeah,
appreciate
our pleasure.
It. You know, we didn't talk about the security part of this either, but you know what? You got thousands of dollars of grilling equipment, patio furniture, and stuff. A fence, that stuff maybe doesn't walk away when you got a fence out there, too. But
that's what you have guns for.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about an overall backyard design. Our firm that I work with does a little bit of this in the outdoor kitchens and things. So Barbecue Bob and I are going to toss that back and forth. Stick with us. You listen to the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.